And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning. I hope everybody is doing well out there. Currently 37 degrees outside. Maybe a little winter precip out there. Not a whole lot, but. And joining us this morning in studio, as she does on the first and third Thursday of every month, is Jeannie Ains from the Natural Food Center. And good morning, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
Morning, Kyle. I'm doing really well.
Good to hear. Good to hear. So, first of all, I hope you had a good Christmas and a happy new year as well. So, how are things going on at the Natural Food Center right now?
And they're going pretty good. You know, I've got the two local artisans that I'm supporting their pottery, and I've sold several of lots of that, and then I got some new loose leaf teas in from Alaska, and I've got some people that have purchased that, and so, you know, I'm always trying to find some new things. And I had one customer, he comes in about once a month or so, and he came in before New Year's, I guess, and he says, "Oh, you got all these new things." So, you know, I'm always on the lookout for different things to try, and just, you know, I like to try new stuff.
There you go. All right. So, again, lots of new stuff over there, and we can talk about that here before we head on out. But what is your main topic for today?
Well, I'm still kind of focusing on boosting the immune system. And in the recent few weeks, we've had a lot of people coming in and just gobbling up the zinc. And so I thought I'd elaborate a little bit on zinc and what all it does and the importance that it has.
All right. Sounds good. So let's get on with it this morning. I still have, I bought those zinc gummies that I'm still gnawing on that are still really good. But I'm almost done with them, so I'm going to have to come back and get some more at some point. So.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
So, well, you know, what is zinc? It's actually an essential trace element that your body requires for different cellular processes, such as dividing cells, making proteins and DNA, healing wounds, and activating enzymes. Your body uses zinc to support healthy and clear skin, brain and eye health, and the immune system. It also plays a role in testosterone production and male sexual health. Your body can't store zinc, so you have to get enough daily, and that's an important little tidbit of information. And because, you know, it's just like vitamin C. We're the only mammals on the planet that can't produce vitamin C within our body, but we also can't store it either. And we'll talk about the levels in a little bit. But how does zinc deficiency affect the immune system? If you're low on zinc, it affects your immune function by increasing your risk of getting an infection. This mineral affects your body's ability to make immune cells and produce antibodies that are necessary for the immune response. Without enough zinc, your body can't make and activate immune system cells like T lymphocytes, which are your white blood cells that shut down infected cells. You'll find zinc in every cell in your body. It's involved in over 300 enzymes and 1,000 transcription factors, which are proteins that help in cell division by copying DNA. You can't be in full health if you don't get enough zinc. Why is it a great immune booster? Yeah, from a runny nose that won't stop to a scratchy throat, getting sick makes it hard to focus on anything else. When you feel poorly, it can force you to miss school, work, other activities. The good news is that zinc may help you kick the sniffles and aches to the curb before they begin. So we're going to go over some ways that it boosts the immune system. Like with the common cold. When people think about dealing with a cold, they focus on cold remedies or different ways of managing the systems, over-the-counter, kind of all of those combination of things. But with a robust immune system, that can help prevent you from getting sick in the first place. We know that taking zinc when you first notice the sniffles or a cough can lower the severity and duration of your symptoms for both adults and kids. Research suggests that upping your zinc intake within 24 hours of when you feel something coming on makes it most effective. And back to the common cold. Most colds are caused by a type of virus called rhinovirus, which thrives and multiplies in the nasal passages and throat, the upper respiratory system. Zinc may work by preventing the rhinovirus from multiplying, as it will with all viruses. It may also stop the rhinovirus from lodging in the mucous membranes of the throat and nose. And even many parents are seeing the benefits of giving zinc to their kids as well as taking it themselves. Zinc also has great antioxidant properties. It's a strong antioxidant that helps your body deal with free radicals such as reactive oxygen species that are unstable molecules that damage cells and tissues. Antioxidants from A to zinc counteract the oxidative stress from these free radicals. And oxidative stress over time can lead to chronic disease. Zinc also works well as well as other potent antioxidants like vitamin C. And in one study, 3,640 adults with macular degeneration, which is an eye disease, were split up into groups, and the ones who took zinc showed the same improvement in vision as those who took the other antioxidants such as C, E, and beta carotene. Zinc also helps you when you get a cut or a scrape. Normally, you'd reach for a Band-Aid, but you might also grab some zinc. This trace mineral plays a part in any wound healing processes, including repairing membranes, coagulating blood, fixing tissue, and forming scars, not to mention your body's immune defense response. Topical zinc applied as a paste to the skin is particularly effective for wound healing. So how does zinc work? Well, so it actually works inside the body. When you have an infection, your body recruits zinc to the scene. Zinc not only helps produce proteins that help in the immune response, but also stops their production when they're no longer necessary. So zinc helps regulate the on-off switch in the immune system. When an infection or injury occurs, so does inflammation. Think of the swollen red tissue near a cut. On most days, you don't want to have inflammation in the body, but during an infection, it plays an essential immune system role. Typically, white blood cells rush to the scene of an injury, protecting your body from bacteria and other invaders, and that inflammation should stop once the body's normal response has dealt with the infection. There we go, the on-off switch. What happens when there's a deficiency in zinc, according to fascinating research out of Ohio State University, is that the whole system malfunctions. Can you imagine that? Your whole body malfunctioning? This leads to excess inflammation since zinc isn't there to turn off the switch. That can lead to excess puffiness, redness, and swelling. Other signs of zinc deficiency may include the loss of taste and smell, thin and peeling fingernails, acne, fatigue, growth impairment, hair loss, high cholesterol, impaired night vision, and of course infections, colds and flus, and slow wound healing. During an illness or infection, the body also diverts zinc from blood to organs so that taking more during these times ensures that the whole body gets enough in circulation. Some of the best sources of zinc, it's possible to get zinc from both food and supplement source, but not everybody eats a well-balanced diet. And remember, your body can't store this mineral, so you must continue to consume it every day. Some of the best plant-based foods include, my favorite, dark chocolate, nuts, cashews, pine nuts, almonds, legumes such as chickpeas, lentils, peas, and beans. Seeds such as pumpkin and sesame and watermelon, garlic and oatmeal. Some supplementations. You can find it as a lozenge, liquids, tablets, capsules. And sometimes you can find it even as nasal sprays, but I'd suggest staying away from those because it can actually affect your sense of smell. And for maintenance, I'd recommend 7 to 10 milligrams for kids, and I do have a kid's formula in the store, 10 to 30 milligrams for women and 30 to 50 milligrams daily for men, because men need more for their testosterone and their prostate and all those kind of things. But as a caution, you really don't want to take more than 100 milligrams daily as that can actually depress your immune system. And you don't want that.
No.
And if you're having a hard time getting enough zinc from your diet, I even have a liquid that's really good that's actually got your energized trace minerals in it for maximum absorption. Some points to remember. If you're wondering if you should try zinc for seasonal ailments, zinc is an essential mineral that your body requires every day, but it can't store. It's involved in a variety of cellular processes, including wound healing, immune response, and cell division. So, you know, it's one of those things that I can't emphasize enough, that there are several of these things, such as zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, 3. All these things actually are used in your body on a daily maintenance system. And so if you don't get enough, your body's not going to function properly. And so it's not just a, quote, seasonal supplement. I would be recommending people take it all year round. Maybe not as in a high a dose, you know, as we would during this, like, when all the nasty colds and we're cooped up inside and not getting the fresh air and vitamin D3 produced naturally and that kind of thing. But yeah, that's definitely, you know, something. And you can take it. I even have trace minerals. So you're going to get the zinc along with the other trace minerals to keep everything balanced all together. And so that's just a note to make.
All right. And again, like you said, I mean, you got to have that. Otherwise, your body's going to be like, dude, need some help down here.
Yeah. You know, and it, you know, it's like, you know, I think it's really important to boost your immune system whatever way you can.
Absolutely. Especially with this, you know, as many things that are out there that obviously you can't see, but it's a good idea to basically give your immune system a helping hand.
Well, and who really wants to be sick?
No.
So why not do everything you can to prevent it?
Yeah, being sick is the worst. Let's be honest. I mean, it's the worst. It never feels good because you're just sitting there. You're just like, nobody wants to be sick. Because you think, oh, well, maybe I don't have to go to work that day. But then when you're actually finally sick, you're just like, I don't want to be sick. I'd rather go to work, you know. So,
yep.
All right. Well, again, for those that maybe just tuning in, where is the Natural Food Center located and how can they get to you?
I'm over at 414 West 8th Street. So I'm just west of the downtown area on 8th Street. And you can call me at 620-251-4451. Go on and follow my Facebook page. And then my website is naturalfoodcenterks.com. And so, and as always, if there's something you want some more information on or want to hear me talk about on when I'm here at the station, just call me and let me know and I'll research that and we'll discuss it on the air.
All right. So great stuff over there at the Natural Food Center. Head on over there. Again, lots of ways to get a hold of Jeannie over there. So, Jeannie, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. And we look forward to talking to you again on January 21st.
All right. See you then.
All right. Thank you. Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. Head on over to over there. Lots of great stuff over there. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.